All the major scandals that have affected the accounting profession in recent times have usually been because of fraud. So to maintain confidence in our profession, it's really important for auditors and directors to understand their role in preventing and detecting fraud. So it's important to note really that fraud is a criminal activity. It's not the role of an auditor to determine whether fraud has actually occurred. That's the responsibility of the legal system. But auditors have to be aware of the impact of fraud and error on the accuracy of the accounts. And you can think of fraud as being really two things, or one of two things: either fraudulent financial reporting, so deliberately misstating the accounts to make the company look better, or misappropriation of assets, which basically means the theft of companies' assets, such as cash, stock, or whatever it might be. The external auditor's responsibilities then, well, they're responsible for getting reasonable assurance that, taken as a whole, the accounts are free from material misstatement, whether caused by fraud or error. So we do have some responsibilities for considering the risk of material misstatement. So in order to do this, in order to deal with this responsibility, we must have an attitude of professional scepticism. This means the auditor must recognise that there's a possibility that fraud could have occurred regardless of our prior experience of the client's integrity and honesty. So what we need to do is we need to make sure that the engagement team discuss the susceptibility of their clients to fraud. They should obtain information for use in identifying the risk of fraud when looking at their risk assessment procedures. And to be able to make such an assessment, well, we need to identify through inquiry how management assesses and how they respond to the risk of fraud. We need to ask management, internal auditors and other people, if they're aware of any actual or suspected fraudulent activity. So despite these requirements, the inherent limitations of an audit means that there's always going to be an unavoidable risk that some misstatements might not be detected, even if it's been planned and performed in accordance with ISAs. So the risks in respect of fraud are actually higher than those for error, because fraud might involve sophisticated and carefully organised schemes designed to conceal it, whereas errors don't.